Nobody in horse breeding talks about the season everything goes wrong at once. The pairing that looked perfect on paper delivers a foal that immediately tells the breeder something was missed. The bloodline that produced three champions in a row suddenly produces nothing. The 24-hour window gets missed because of circumstances nobody could have predicted, and the breeder is left standing at the end of a season with nothing to show for 12 months of careful, obsessive work. That season happens to almost every breeder at some point. The ones who quit after it are never heard from again. The ones who treat it like the most valuable education they have ever received are the ones who eventually build something extraordinary. Because that season teaches things no successful season ever could. It shows exactly where the process has a weakness, exactly which assumption was never properly tested, exactly which part of the bloodline evaluation was being done on instinct rather than evidence. And the breeder who comes back the next season with those answers is always better than the one who walked in 12 months earlier. Are you letting your hardest season make you better? Tell me below.